T. Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow, praising the Lord in Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, Mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
All right.
Good morning, my brothers and sisters of Central Louisiana. It's going to be all right for you. Got Pastor Dunkley of the Mount Olive Baptist Church, 4711 England Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana. Call your friend, call your neighbors, and tell them it's going to be all right because Pastor Dunkley's on the airway.
Someone share your sorrow. Mother can do. Oh, come down from the sky. From your eyes, there is care for you. Heavenly Father, we are so grateful and thankful that we have someone who cares for us. For you said in your word to cast all of our anxieties on you because you care. Lord, we thank you. Thank you for having patience with us and having patience for us. Now, Lord, as we prepare to share this message with your people, prepare our hearts and mind that we may partake of your meal at your table. Lord, you are the potter. I am the clay. Yield and steal in thy holy hand. Have thy own way, Lord. Have your way. Give me preaching power that I may proclaim thy word, thy will, and thy way to thy people. In Jesus' precious, magnificent name we do pray. Amen. Grateful and thankful just to be here. Had it not been for the Lord on our side, then we would not. And I want to thank this choir and this membership for going down to Cottonport with me last Sunday. I appreciate your support. I don't take it lightly. And I thank you so very much. And I want to thank these men of this church, ladies in the back, that have kind of stood up for their responsibility, and I want them to know how much I appreciate them. Lavalle, he's done a great job in handling the business side. And Brother Brown is doing a great job in checking on the members. Amen. And Brother Newsom, he's done a great job in sharing the word. I'm grateful and I'm thankful for what they do because they don't have to do it. And they're doing what they're doing, and I ain't fussed, I ain't had to say a word. They just start doing it. And I just thank God for that, you know. And, Brother Easton, he handles the music department. Amen. But I was shocked suddenly, though I didn't hear you. That's all right, but I was shocked. I didn't hear you. I said, wonder what happened. Did I say something? Did I do something? Amen. 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 We had a beautiful time. Amen. And I want to commend my lovely wife. Don't she look good? Amen. Make the young man look good. Thank God. Thank God. Amen. Amen. Thank God for that. Amen. Thank God. Yes, we thank him. I'd like to lift up a thought for us today from 1 Corinthians chapter 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. And if you would be so kind to read along with me, I'm reading from the New King James translation, but it's not too far different from yours. If you would read along with me this morning, beginning at verse 23, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, beginning at verse 23. Are we there? Amen. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the God's death till he comes. Amen. May God bless the reader, hear, and do of his word. Jesus left his church two ordinances. One being baptism, and that is the immersion of the believer in water as a symbol of the new life of Christ on the inside. The other one, which we are going to celebrate this morning, this too is a symbolic observance. The most important thing for those involved to remember why they are doing what they are doing. We need to take the time to look at the meal and the message it preaches. So this morning, if you'll afford me the opportunity for a few moments, I'd like to share with us the message in the meal. There is a message that's being proclaimed through the partaking of this meal. First of all, it's a message in pain of his sacrifice. When Jesus refers to his broken body, which was for you, for me, he's referring to the pain he was destined to suffer when he was on the cross. You see, the salvation we enjoy in Jesus Christ today is free, but I come by to tell you, it's not cheap. It cost the Lord Jesus Christ his life on the cross. And Luke says in Luke 22:19b verse, he said, he did it just for you, just for you. Jesus came down from heaven to earth for this cause. John 18:37b said, for this reason, for this cause I was born, and for this I came into the world.
The very fact that God wore our body is evidence of his love for us. What kind of message does the cross send us? It is the supreme message that God loves sinners and gave himself for us on the cross. Not only is it a message of pain and sacrifice, but it's a message in the payment of his sacrifice. Was it not enough for Jesus to have just died? Absolutely not. Jesus had to go through the shedding of his blood. The whole purpose of his death was to provide an atonement for sin. The word atonement means a covering. For atonement to take place, blood had to be shed. Hebrew 9:22 says, in fact, the law requires that nearly everything be cleansed with blood. And without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. Jesus did not come just to cover sin. He came to take sin away. Did you hear John say the other day, look, the Lamb of God that take away the sins of the world? Jesus came to give his life as a ransom for many. Blood sacrifice has been God's law for Israel, Leviticus 17:11. Through the years, literally millions of animals had been offered as sacrifices, but not a single sin had been paid for, Hebrew 10:4. But Christ, in his once for all sacrifice, accomplished that very thing in Hebrew 9:28. It's also a message in the promise of his sacrifice, the promise of his resurrection. Jesus is said to be one who died, but who was returning. It's right there in the text that in verse 26, he says that for as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. So that means that he's on his way back. And if this is true, then he must be alive. Yes, sir. Thank God he is. Amen. This is what the Bible says about Jesus Christ. We are to remember that the Savior who died for us on the cross is alive and well today. It's a promise of his return. We are also to remember his promise that he is returning to this world someday to receive his people unto himself. John's Gospel, chapter 14:3, it says, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also be with me, that also where I am. In other words, he's on his way back, church. It's a promise given to the sinner. Implied in this message of the Lord's Supper is an invitation of the lost to turn from their sins to the sacrifice of the Savior and embrace him. After all, his death, his resurrection, his ascension, his second coming, all for the purpose of accomplishing redemption for the lost sinner. God's invitation is to you this morning to come to him by faith and be saved. Christ died for the ungodly. Oh, yes, he did. The innocent died for the guilty. Oh, yes, he did. Yeah, yes, he did. But God demonstrates his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. You need to remember that. That's the message in this meal, that Christ took our place on Calvary. He was the sinless Son of God, but he took our place on Calvary. We have heard the message of the meal. Now it's time to heed that message and respond to it. For the Lord's people, it is a time to examine our hearts and be sure we have dealt with our sins and failures. It's a time for us to bow before the Lord in repentance and humility as we ask him to prepare us to meet him at his table. For any lost person, you might want to, today is a time for you to consider your destiny. You do have, you don't have to go to heaven, but I pray that you want to go to heaven when you die. If you don't get your business right, when you die, you will go to hell. For hell was built for the devil and his angels. If you have never been saved, you can receive forgiveness and salvation through the blood of Jesus today if you will come to him by faith. It's your choice this morning. The message is that Jesus came down from heaven, down in this wretched land, down 40 in two generations. Jesus, God's begotten, only begotten son. Jesus, Mary, baby boy. Jesus went about doing good, thought not of himself. Jesus fed the hungry, clothed the naked, touched the lepers and they were clean. Jesus raised the dead back alive. Jesus did it all just for you, just for me. But one Friday, it seemed like that was the end. One Friday, he died on Calvary Hill with nails in his hands and nails in his feet and spit him in his side and blood and water come gushing out. Put a crown of thorns on his head. 72 streams of blood come down representing the Sanhedrin Council. That same Jesus that died in your place, that died in my place, they laid him in a borrowed tomb. And anytime you borrow something, you got to give it back. Early, Sunday morning, the first day of the week, my rock in a weary land, my Alpha and Omega, my Rose of Sharon, got up with all power in heaven and earth. Are you all right? He walks with me. He talks with me. He tells me I am his own. The joy we share as we tarry along. Good evening, my darling. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. God bless you. I'm going to try this song. Been on my heart all weekend. I had one listener, Chico. He seemed like he liked it. Looked like he was saying, "Sing it." Now, ain't nothing wrong with me now, but I just love my dog. I'm all right. Trouble in my way. I have to cry sometime. Trouble in my way. I have to cry sometime. I lay awake at night. But that's all right. But I know Jesus will fix it after a while. So much trouble, I have to cry sometime. So much trouble, I have to cry sometime. I lay awake at night, but that's all right. I know Jesus. Stepped in the fiery furnace. Three Hebrew boys.
They wasn't worried. They know Jesus.
Jesus will fix it.
Jesus will fix it.
I know he'll fix it.
Jesus will fix it.
I tried him.
Jesus will fix it.
I tried him.
Jesus will fix it.
Anybody here tried him?
Jesus will fix it.
Did he heal you?
Jesus will fix it.
Did he deliver you?
Jesus will
fix it. Did he put bread on your table? Trouble in my way. So much
trouble.
I have to cry sometimes. I lay awake at night.
I lay awake at
night. I lay awake at
night.
But that's all right. I know Jesus.
Jesus, he will fix it.
I know Jesus.
Jesus, he will fix it.
I know Jesus.
Jesus, he will fix it.
After a while.
After a while.
He'll fix it. Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Won't he do it?
Doors
of churches open. Thank you, Bro Brown. Yeah, you fix it. You fix it.
I know somebody in here this morning know that Jesus will fix it. Somebody know this morning, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that he will fix that. Whatever it is.
Those are churches open. There might be one. We welcome you to come now. Just as you are.
Come by letter of Christian experience of baptism. But Jesus says, whosoever will. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth and keep believing shall not perish. Won't you come? That's the message in this meal. That the door is open. The way is clear. For Jesus is the way. You can come just like you are. He will accept you. For you is his child.
There be one.
Don't miss this moment, because all we have is this precious moment right now.
There be one.
Amen.
We've done what God commanded us to do, yet there's room to do more. God bless you.
Father God, we come now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we want to thank you, God. We want to thank you for this day, Lord God. We want to thank you for your presence. We want to thank you for the power of your Holy Spirit, God. And Lord, we want to thank you for the message and the messenger, God. And Lord, we receive it in our hearts, God. We receive that message, God, the message that's in your word, God, concerning your death, Lord. You said as often as we eat that bread and drink the wine, we do show forth your death until you come again. We do it in remembrance of you and what you have done on our behalf, God. And you said we are to proclaim it, God. Proclaim it. Tell others, God, about your death, Lord. The reason why you died on that cross, and it was for the sins of the world. Oh, Lord, because you loved us so much, God, that you gave your life. You sacrificed your life. You shed your blood. And Lord, we just thank you. Thank you, Lord. And Lord, I just pray. I pray for the body of Christ that we can come together on one accord, God, and allow your Holy Spirit to work in and through us, God, to lead and guide us, Lord, into the purpose wherewith you have called us, God, to be zealous about your work, God, in the name of Jesus, God. The world is the field, and they're looking, Lord, for hope, God. They're looking for a way, Lord. And Jesus, you are the way, the truth, and the life. And now, Lord, I ask in the name of Jesus, because you said where two or three are gathered together in your name, God. And then, Lord, you told us in Mark's Gospel, the 11th chapter, whatever we ask for, God, believing and not doubting our heart, that it shall be ours, God. So, Lord, right now, Lord, we're asking in the name of Jesus that you would heal our pastor, Lord, that you would strengthen his body, God, that you would deliver him, God, from pain and ache, God. And, Lord, that you would just set his spirit on fire, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let it radiate, Lord, all through his body, every limb, every organ, God. And, Lord, there is nothing too hard for you. You said if we believe it, God, and do not doubt in our heart, God, you said it shall be ours, God. And so we are claiming that victory in the name of Jesus. Be it so, Lord, even as we pray and declare it, God, in the name of Jesus. Your word is truth. It just takes people believing it, God, in Jesus' name. Thank you for the choir that sung so beautiful, God. Thank you for the members, God. Thank you for our visitors, God. And we just bless you, God. And Lord, when we leave from this place, God, let us not forget, Lord, the things that have touched our ears and have entered into our hearts. In Jesus the Christ's name, we do pray. And we say amen. Amen.